Sir, the London Hospital is closing to women because the students find mixed classes embarrassing. Undoubtedly, this embarrassment tends to exist for both men and for women students. But does not its very existence show the need for co-education? Do not all who find this difficulty require to discipline themselves in clean, wholesome thinking? The anatomy and physiology of the human body are amongst the most wonderful and beautiful things of nature, and about them there is nothing unclean. The treatment of the body in disease demands the widest sympathy and understanding. Such characteristics must grow in men and women in proportion as they cast off the embarrassment born of prejudice and study their profession together in a wholesome-minded manner. Lord Knutsford feels that the difficulties attendant upon the theoretical and practical teaching about, for example, venereal diseases in a mixed school will be obvious to all. He also states that it is unthinkable that girls and boys of 20 should be allowed to attend together lectures and demonstrations on medical jurisprudence. It is true that many students of 20 years are still young. But since by the age of 23 they will be expected to be at large as qualified practitioners, is it not as well to begin to treat them as though they were grown up? Yours truly, Alma Downs Shaw.